بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. تسدى الشرف ودار الشيخ حضرة حكيم محمد أخطر ساط رحمة الله عليه من سلامة رهو تو سلامة رهي میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے ساری دنیا ہی سے مجھ کو نفرت رہے بس تیرے نام کی دل میں لذت رہے میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا تیرے مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے میرے بس دل میں درد محبت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے میرے بس دل میں درد محبت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے میرے دل میں تیرا درد الفت رہے میری دنیا الفت سلامت رہے عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے عاشقوں میں میرا نام لکھ جائے گا اپنے اعمال پر گر ندامت رہے تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا، اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے۔ تیری مرضی پہ ہر آرزو ہو فدا، اور دل میں بھی اس کی نہ حسرت رہے۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادہ الذین اصطفیٰ۔ فرینڈز، دیز آر دی اشعار آف اے گریٹ لو آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ، این آرڈنٹ لو آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ، ہو اسپینٹ ہز انٹائر لائف سیکنگ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ اینڈ ریئلی فائنڈنگ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ اینڈ ٹیچنگ اس ہو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ از۔ ادر وائز وے می اینڈ وے دا لو آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ، ہو ایم آئی؟ آئی ایم ریئلی نتھنگ۔ دیز آر دا دعاز from the crevices of the heart of a person who sacrificed his entire life. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Dora, Hazrat Shah Maulana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you put me in this path and you blessed me with your love. May it never ever happen that I do something that displeases you. And as we learn here, many a time our rosary is hanging right at our heads, as if to say that just by a rope, if it's cut, it will fall onto us. But our sins and our actions become a hurdle, become a barrier between us and it. Our sins and our actions become a barrier between us and the closeness and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullah is making dua from the bottom of his heart and he's saying, May salamat rahu tu salamat rahe. May it be that always I remain safe. And oh, this condition of my heart, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened up upon me, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has filled with His love, that nothing ever matters besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now a living being in my life, that have a bond, that may this condition always remain intact. Meri dunya ulfat salamat rahe, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this condition of the heart which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with, may it always remain safe, may it remain intact. May I be steadfast on this path of seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Those people who have iman, they are immersed. They are drowned in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, this condition that you bless me with it. And once you bless me with it, then Allah, do not take it away. May it remain intact. May I stay steadfast. And may I leave this world with it. May I leave with your pleasure from this dunya. سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے، سب گناہوں سے میری حفاظت رہے. That my focus should always be your love. And we learn here that the three things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions profusely in Quran Sharif, one of them is taqwa. Taqwa, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such love that will take a person, veer a person away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but out of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when a person will put in this path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then to stay away from sin won't become difficult, it will become a pleasure. A person will feel happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved me from his disobedience. Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi said, then mein jahabi rahu jis fiza mein rahu, taqwa mera salamat rahe aur sunnat ka mein paabind rahu. That wherever I may be, in whichever condition, in whichever environment, in whichever atmosphere, in whichever company, may it never ever be that my taqwa breaks. And Hazrat Allah, we learn here that we say a person is ba wudu. He is always in the condition of wudu. It doesn't happen. It happens always that his wudu breaks. It's not that it's 24, but when wudu breaks, he makes wudu immediately. Like that Allah bless us with the taqwa, with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such love that takes us away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if per chance a believer does not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but if per chance, we are human beings, we err, we make mistakes. If we make a mistake and if we slip, then immediately we resort to tawbah. We resort to coming back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knocking on the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is never ever closed, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, forgive us. So samne aisa khauf qiyamat rahe. This focus, my focus should be the day of Qiyamah. That one day I will stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we learn here, or Hazrat Allah taught us, that لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهُ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. That the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best way of life to follow. But for who? For that person who has made akhirat his object, who has made qabr his focus. Otherwise, if a person registers in some faculty that is in which he does not want to, he doesn't want to study in some field, and by mistake he registered in that faculty, no matter what the person may be giving a lecture, it will not appeal to him, because that's not his focus. When akhirat will not be our focus, and qabr will not be my focus, speak to myself, that if it will not be my focus, then how will I stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And akhirat, when this khawf of qiyamah, when this fear of the day of qiyamah, for the sake of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when this will be my focus, the sab gunah se meri hifazat rahe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that it becomes a barrier between me and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sari dunya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe, bas tere naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe. That O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless me with such a love of yourself, bless me with your love to such an extent that I do not care of anybody or anything around me. When it comes to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come what may, I will not displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People may say I'm mad. People may say I'm still living in the old stone ages. People may say I'm orthodox. People may say I'm primitive. People may say that I haven't progressed with time. People will have to say that things have to be reinterpreted. I will go back 1400 years, as we learn here. It will go back 1400 years to the well of Zamzam, to the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the days of Hajj, we'll go back to that environment, the Kaaba Sharif, Multazam. We'll go back there and we'll take our lessons from there in the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ki mendine ki nisbate qeemat meri, wagarna haqeeqat me sitte ham. That my connection with the king of Medina Sharif, with the king of both the worlds, Tajdar-e Medina, Hazrat Aqa, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his way of life, my connection with that way of life, that is my true value. Otherwise, what am I? I'm just a body running around beautifully covered, carrying two bags of filth in me. That I started from a drop that was totally so despicable that if it has to fall on my clothes, then I won't reach salawat it. I myself would despise it. And my end is such that termites and maggots, and that will be I will be the food for all the insects of the grave. So who am I? My real value is my connection with Medina Sharif. So sari dunya se hi mujhko nafrat hai. I become disinclined from this whole world, from everything. فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدَرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ, that that person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up his heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one sign is that he will become totally disinclined from the affairs, not to say that he won't earn a living, not to say that he won't fulfill his responsibilities. But yes, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be ashad. It will be 51% or more, not less. So that person will be immersed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, make it that it settles into the crevices of my heart. Mere dil mein tera dard ulfat rahe, meri dunya ulfat salamat rahe. Again, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi, making the same dua which started the couplet with, that oh Allah, may it be that this condition of my heart which you have blessed me with, which you have opened up upon me, may it always remain intact, may it always remain safe. Let it not ever break. Let me not be ever taken away from your court. How we hear people, that was what they were, what they became. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives tawfiq and they come back. That's only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. We cannot guide, and guidance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, when you have given this to me, then Allah, don't snatch it away from me. That لَزَّتَ قُرْبْ شَكَا كَرْ اَيْ خُدَى. Phir na kar ranje duri mein mubtala. That oh Allah, once you have blessed me with the sweetness of your closeness, then don't take it away from me. Don't involve me again in the gham, in that worry, and that lifestyle in which there's no comfort, there's no peace of mind, there's no peace of heart. Oh Allah, don't turn me away from you. Bring me closer to you. Once you have blessed me with this, oh Allah, let it remain intact. Aashiqon mein mera naam likh jayega, apne aamal bar ghar nadamat rahe. Oh Allah, write my name in the register of your lovers. That give me the tawfiq that I always be mindful of my path, and I be conscious about the future. That oh Allah, I mustn't do anything. I mustn't step out of line. I must not go astray. Ihdinas sirat al mustaqim. Oh Allah, keep us on the straight path. And the path that of those people whom you have favored, and the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala. radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Oh Allah, you are happy with them. They are happy with you. The path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. And my name will then get written into the register of those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them such a testing that hatta balaghatil qulub al hanajir, that the heart came into their mouths, but they did not waver, they did not go astray. Allah, make me also like it. Now keep my feet also steadfast. Keep me on this path of seeking your love. And once this love comes into my heart, then oh Allah, you keep it intact. Teri marzi par har arzu ho fida, aur dil mein bhi uski hasan na hasrat rahe. That oh Allah, whatever comes in front of me, when the opportunity comes to disobey you, then I must be disinclined from it. I must turn away from it. And then I mustn't have any remorse in my heart. I mustn't feel sorry that there was a woman I could have looked at her. I could have derived illicit pleasure from it. I could have enjoyed myself. No, I must stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then I mustn't even have remorse. I mustn't have regret. I mustn't be sorry about it that I could have. I must be happy on the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved me from that. Allah, make us from amongst them. Meri bas dil mein darde muhabbat rahe. Meri dunya hi ulfat salamat rahe. That, oh Allah, the condition of my heart, of your love, that I must become beloved to you. As we learn here, to claim love, anybody can do. But to be beloved to anybody else, then a person needs some qualities. A person needs to excel in some field. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make me excel in the field of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make me excel in the field of your obedience, that I become beloved to you. I will claim your love. If somebody must ask me now, do you love Allah? I will put up not only one hand, maybe both my hands and both my feet also. But then the proof of it is to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah, this condition of your love, put it into my heart and let it always remain intact. Meri dunya hai ulfat salamat rahe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep it intact. Allah bless me with it first of all and everybody else.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nuhmadu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. Chapter on Hajj. Bismillah. Hajj is farz when the conditions therefore are found. In the absence of the necessary conditions, Hajj is nafal. Like Salat, fasting and Zakat, Hajj too is of fundamental importance. It is one of the pillars of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is obligatory upon people to make Hajj of this house for the sake of Allah. It is obligatory on the person who has the means of reaching there. If Hajj has become farz on a person, observance of Salat, fasting and Zakat will not suffice for salvation. Hajj is a demonstration of love for Allah ta'ala. The flavor of love which permeates the act of Hajj distinguishes it from other ibadat. Thus those who possess love for Allah Ta'ala will perform Hajj. Even if the love is deficient, it will be strengthened by the engagement in the act of love, which belongs to the ibadat of Hajj. Love for Allah Ta'ala established in the heart will solidify one's deen. The presence of love for Allah Ta'ala in the heart establishes one's deen on a firm basis. Hajj is especially beneficial for strengthening one's deen. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, making tawaf of Baytullah, walking between Safa and Marwa, and pelting stones at the Jamarat, have been ordained for establishing the zikr, the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. An observer might wonder at the wisdom underlying the tawaf, the running and the pelting, but the Muslim should not be concerned about the wisdoms behind these acts. Render these acts, believing them to be the commands of Allah Ta'ala, and that his remembrance will be grounded in the heart by observing these acts. The relationship of the believer with Allah Ta'ala is strengthened and his love is tested. Without understanding the wisdom of these acts, the Muslim in love with Allah Ta'ala executes them because of the command of Allah Ta'ala. All commands of Allah Ta'ala are carried out because of his love. The acts of Hajj are permeated with love. Love overwhelms intelligence regarding the acts of Hajj. Ittiba, bearing the shoulder, ramal, walking with shoulders swaying in a soldier-like fashion, as done in Hajj, were initiated in the beginning as a display of physical strength when there was kuffar and disbelievers' domination over Makkah. However, these practices were retained even after Allah Ta'ala destroyed the power of the kuffar and established Islam over Makkah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says in this regard, in spite of the causes of these acts no longer existing, we shall not give them up. For we rendered these acts in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself rendered these acts in Hajjatul Wada', when there was not a single kafir in Makkah Mukarramah. If Hajj was not dominated by the attitude of love, these acts would have been terminated because of already having served their purpose. Hazrat Abis ibn Rabi'ah radiallahu anhu writes that once Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, after kissing Hajar al-Aswad, said, "I know that you are a stone. You can neither benefit nor harm anyone. If I did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissing you, I would not have kissed you." Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu kissed the stone merely because he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing so. It was the relationship of love with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which motivated him to kiss the Hajar al-Aswad. And by his statement, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu clarified, the Muslims do not regard Hajar al-Aswad as an object of worship. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his lips on Hajar al-Aswad, and for a long while he remained in this state crying. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned around, he saw Umar radiallahu anhu also crying. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "O Umar, this is indeed an occasion of shedding tears. This too is a demonstration of love." Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "When it is the day of Arafat, when all the Hujjaj gather, Allah Ta'ala says to the angels, 'Look at my servants. They have come to me from far off, crying to me in the state of forlornness and worry, while they are wandering around in the heat. I make you witness that I have forgiven them.'" A few narrations which indicate the nature of love of the acts of Hajj have been mentioned. All acts of Hajj, it will be found, are permeated with the flavor of love. A cursory glance at the various rites of Hajj will make this abundantly clear. Wandering in the hills of Muzdalifah and Arafat, shouting and proclaiming labbaik, wandering about bareheaded, donning two unsewn garments, wearing garments like the dead, refraining from cutting or trimming the hair and nails, not even being allowed to kill lice, running to and fro between Safa and Marwa, the tawaf of the Kaaba, kissing the black stone, glancing with love at the Kaaba, pelting the jamarat, sacrificing animals, together with the many prohibitions and restrictions, are all acts which are strongly influenced by the love of Allah Ta'ala. In this ibadat of Hajj, love overwhelms intelligence. The ibadat of Hajj is for those in love with their Creator. However, certain things in these acts are waived for women because of the Sharia's consideration of farda. Like the acts of Hajj are permeated with love, so too are the places, namely Makkah, Mukarramah and surroundings, where these rites of love are offered. The holy places too play their part in strengthening the love of Allah Ta'ala in the hearts of believers who have come to offer their love to their Creator. It is mentioned in the Quran Sharif in Surah Ibrahim that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was making dua, requested Allah Ta'ala to incline the hearts of people to his progeny who will settle around the Kaaba Sharif. Allah Ta'ala accepted this dua, and its effect is plainly visible to all Muslims. There is not a single believer whose heart is not attached to the Kaaba. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that if Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had not specified فَجْعَلْ أَفِيدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ, the hearts of some people in his dua, then even the multitudes of Jews and Christians would have gathered at the Kaaba. But because Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked for only the hearts of believers to be inclined to his progeny who settled in the vicinity of the Kaaba has become a place of love and veneration for only the believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true love.